There are those who can't enter into what God has for them. They can't enter into uttermost worship because of sin in their lives. There are those who can't enter in because of sickness in their lives. They're concentrated on their sickness. They feel if only they could get this out of the way, this is obsessing their mind. They can't get through, as though God intended anything to obsess a person's mind when he has come. I'm afraid the mic isn't working, brother. They're complaining at the back. Can you hear now? Thank you. And there are those who can't enter in just because self is in the way. They're concentrated upon themselves. And there are ever so many people who can't enter in because of all kinds of ideas. Perhaps because a strong temptation is upon them. But blessed are they who defy earth, death, hell, sin, sickness, man, devil, or circumstance, or strangeness, or anything, and will go in and worship the Lord. They shall find full release. Many would find their sicknesses disappear if they would come into the glory of the Lord's presence. They would find themselves dead and buried and forgotten about if they would come into the place where the glory slays everything except what's of God. Amen. Did you know that when Jesus was on the earth, when he performed his first miracle, they said, he manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. You see, the miracle was a manifestation of his glory. In fact, to sum it all up, John said, we beheld his glory. Amen. And it was his glory, the manifestation of this wonderful self. And you've got to come in and manifest yourself. And when the glory is manifested, you are manifested. Amen. You enter in. You enter in. If some of you were to shout hallelujah and follow it up with glory, you'd be in. Old Commissioner Brengel said that many a prayer meeting would have come to life if somebody had shouted, glory! That's right. Perhaps that's how you'll come alive. Glory to God! Praise God! I'd like to talk to you about the glory. Perhaps I will. I don't mean now, but sometime.